Module 4, Verbal. Verbal harassment is toxic and creates an uncomfortable work environment. Verbal harassment can occur in private between two people, or can occur in large groups. Whenever it occurs, it is bullying and a control of the power. Behaviors like yelling, spreading rumors, and verbally abusing others has no place in an organization, and all companies should have a zero-tolerance policy for these types of behaviors. Reporting of verbal harassment issues needs to occur immediately. Yelling. A conversation starts to become a disagreement, which turns into a debate, and shortly the manager is yelling at the assistant in the middle of the room. This is not an unheard-of situation. When this happens, everyone in earshot cringes. Yelling and screaming is a form of verbal harassment. It isn't necessarily illegal, but it is harassment nonetheless, and it is unwelcomed by everyone, not just the victim of the incident. Raising one's voice to a loud volume is usually not necessary in the workplace. Screaming and yelling at another employee is meant to belittle that person, call attention to the situation, and is essentially adult bullying. This behavior is considered harassment and creates a hostile workplace. Insulting. Verbal harassment is not always yelling at employees. It can also come in the form of constant criticisms and insults focused on specific individuals. Aggressors that behave in this manner are usually trying to compensate for their own shortcomings, or are attempting to control others and their behaviors. Insulting others is not constructive criticism. It is unwanted and is not positive in its results. Constant criticisms and insults tear down the victims of this harassment, causing them undue stress. This type of behavior needs to be addressed by human resources. You are stupid. Women are not as smart as men. Accounting does not know what they are doing. Ordering. Asking someone else to do something is not uncommon. Usually, the request is accompanied with a please and a thank you. This is the way that etiquette says we should behave in the workplace. But when asking or requesting turns rude and impolite, this is considered ordering. Giving another employee orders is not polite or positive. It is demeaning to the receiver of the message. When it's repeatedly done, it can become verbal harassment. This behavior is usually done to exert power or control over the victim. It is meant to belittle the other employee. Ordering others creates a negative workplace and is a violation of the anti-harassment policies. Blaming. Blaming others repeatedly can also be considered verbal harassment. When repeatedly done, or focused on a particular person or group of people, is negative and a way of demeaning others. This can create an unhealthy workplace culture, much like the other harassments that will be discussed. Blaming others does not always have to involve actual responsibility for a mistake. It can be a way to cast the victim in a negative light. This is another way to appear more important than the victim. Some examples include: it's the new guy's fault that nothing goes right anymore. Why does the IT team always cost us the bid? Janice is always too forward. She is a detriment to the team. Case study. Shirley and Jamie have a new team member whose name is Hal. Hal is very smart and has a lot of experience. But Hal is verbally harassing to everyone else on the team. Shirley and Jamie decide to report Hal in hopes of getting him some guidance or coaching on his behavior. Jamie has had Hal yell at her when the order didn't arrive. He then blamed her and Shirley for the issue. Shirley remembers when Hal was ordering her to go get him more copier paper and told her she was too slow to just forget it. Human Resources investigated the reports and revealed that Hal was verbally harassing all women in the office. When confronted, he acknowledged his behavior and enrolled in the harassment education that the company offered.